We were talking earlier about placard waivers and do they distract traffic. Now, do they do anything, these people that get out there with signs?
Yeah, that's an interesting phenomenon, isn't it? That even sort of cropped up in the last few years. Not exactly sure where that came from. Maybe it's an overseas experiment that people have copied, as we so often do. But look, I don't think there's been any research done, and I certainly haven't seen it. But my view would be that the first time that voters see that, they'd be quite impressed. But I think that sort of stunt has a bit of a very short shelf life, and that parties need to do something different in order to keep it alive. But basically, because we've seen it around for a few years now, I think voters are over it now. The novelty's passed, and people see it more of an annoyance rather than a source of inspiration or party support. And like, I take people's point. Some people have said this could be a distraction that might cause a car accident. That may well be the case. But my argument to the parties, what I would say to the parties is that, you know, that's not a very good use of human resources. I mean, I counted dozens on a short car trip yesterday. And I'm just thinking that perhaps those workers would be better off, you know, door knocking on behalf of electorates and talking to voters rather than just standing out in the hot sun. Many of them, I should say, didn't have hats on, which isn't a good message to send.
Well, what are they thinking, Paul, in our climate? Not very smart at all.